Shalom, and welcome to the Lord's house as we share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, today's message. Well, back in 2008, I preached a message titled, I Am Blessed. And I really felt that the title of today's message should be, I Am Blessed. So I actually had to title today's message, I Am Blessed Too. Part of that was, and I meant to keep Katrina up here for a minute longer, but there's a chorus we used to sing, and I mentioned it in that message, and I mentioned it again today. There's a chorus that we sing around here sometimes, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. Think about it. Every day we live, we are blessed. We don't always realize it at the moment. But every day we live, we are blessed. It goes on to say, when I wake up in the morning or I lay my head to rest, I am blessed. I am blessed. We are a blessed people. Think about it. You got up this morning. You had heat in your homes. You had a vehicle to get you here to the church service this morning. You didn't have to come here on donkey back or some other way. It was warm in your car. You got here, you had a warm building to come into. In fact, almost a little bit warmer when we first got here than we needed it to be for some reason. But anyway, it was a warm building. Think about that. Now, I know that there are Christians in some parts of the world today that may be gathering to worship the Lord today or may have already gathered in whatever part of the world they're in, and their place of worship was probably cold, not too great. Maybe, but they still gathered together, and I can imagine that some of them were saying how blessed they were that they were able to be there. Because if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and He resides in your heart, then you are a blessed person no matter what circumstance you are in or what you are going through. We're blessed. The word blessed occurs 302 times in the King James Version. The word blessing occurs 67 times, and the word bless occurs 127 times. So bless, blessing, and blessed are in there a lot. God talks a lot about blessing in His Word. And we all, I think, can say, I am blessed. Quite often, I'm reminded of just how blessed that I am. Sometimes my wife and I talk about, as we're out riding around somewhere, we talk about how blessed we are. And I realize we are a blessed people. You know, I was born in a small town in Arkansas, and for the first 9 years of my life, I guess you could probably say I was a hick from the sticks. I didn't know nothing about what was going on in the world, and quite frankly, I really didn't want to know. I can remember before I started school that some people would come up and they would say things to me about this, that, or this. I don't need to learn that. That's what school is for, and I'll wait till I go there. You know, don't you want to learn how to print? Nah, that's for school. Wait till then. I was a nobody in the middle of nowhere, just about, looking back. But I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have been born in a country where we have the freedom, at least for the time being, to worship God. And we don't really have to worry, although we're finding it's becoming happening, starting to happen anyway. We don't have to worry, though, about somebody busting in and shooting us all up because we're here to serve God. Now, I know we're hearing lately about people breaking into churches and shooting people. And sometimes it's because they have a vendetta against one particular person in the church. But we are blessed that we can basically gather together and worship God without fear of some sort of retaliation. Blessed. There are Christians in parts of the world today that would feel that they were walking in heaven if they could just go to church that way. Because they know that if they get caught going to church, it could mean their life. And I know that Larry and Terry have probably met some people in their times in the past that are living like that, been in some areas where you couldn't talk about Jesus openly. Blessed that we are here. Blessed that we can worship God. Blessed that we have a place to come and worship God. I'm blessed to have been born into a home where my parents raised me in church. And I know that not everybody can say that. But I look around here this morning and I know that at least a good number of us here, that's the way we were raised. I don't remember anything else, and I've told you many times before, church has been the only thing in my life since the earliest remembrances that I have. That's all I knew. And I know some people would say, oh, poor child, you poor person, you didn't get to experience some of these things. I'm glad I didn't get to experience some of those things. I'm glad I never experienced drugs. I'm glad I never experienced alcohol. I'm glad I never experienced many other things that a lot of people think is cool. Oh, you're not cool if you don't do that. Well, if that's not cool, then I'm fine. I'm happy being the way I am, not cool, because I got Jesus in my heart and I'm blessed. So I was raised in church. I was taught to love the Lord. Taught to serve God. And a lot of people today, sometimes I think when they hear about that word serve, God, serve somebody. We don't want to serve anybody. Well, I got news. You're serving somebody irregardless. The Bible tells us we serve one of two masters, really. Can't serve them both. We serve one or the other. And we're either serving God or we're serving the enemy. Simple as that. And there's a lot of people out there today that are serving the enemy. And they think they're living it up. They think they're having a great time. The time of their life. But they're serving the wrong master. So I'm thankful I was raised in church. I'm thankful that my parents taught me, as the scripture says in Proverbs 22:6, to train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. What you are taught as a child, you retain that knowledge. Some people, they want it totally out of their life. They want nothing to do with God. Yet I know that nagging in the back of their mind is the training they got as a child. For some, I pray that they'll someday listen to what God has to speak to their hearts. Right now, they're thinking they're having a good time. But it's for a season. You know, everything we do here is temporal. It's for a season. That's why we have clocks and calendars and all this stuff, because there's time involved and everything only lasts so long. But in God's eternity, everything is forever. It goes on forever. And the question is, where do you spend your forever then? I'm blessed to have never had the desire, as I mentioned, to get into drugs, alcohol, or any of the other worldly vices that are out there. Every once in a while, Mary and I look at each other and say, I'm so thankful that we don't do certain things that are worldly vices. Oh, I know some people think it's cool, but it's not. But I'm thankful I never got into it. I'm thankful that God kept me out of it. I'm blessed in that area. I am blessed that God paired me with a godly woman who was brought up similar to how I was brought up. Yeah, I guess in knowing her life story that she was kind of the little girl hick from the sticks. And I've always joked about that the first time I went to meet her parents, that they lived so far back in the woods or in the sticks that they had to pipe in the sunlight. But that's okay. Her parents taught her and took her. And I don't think they ever had to drag her, as was the case for some people, but they took her to church. They saw that she was raised up in the fear and the admonition of God. And they taught her the things that were right and the things that are of God. So I'm blessed that God brought her into my life. And that hopefully together we've been able to reach out and touch other lives as well. I'm blessed with the children that God has given us, that they love God, that they want to serve God. Now some of my grandchildren are serving God. One's running the sound for this service today. Another one helps out with the offering if he stays awake. I'm blessed. I'm blessed that I've gotten to do many things that I, as a child, would have never dreamed about. Now, I told you, until I was about 9 years of age, I was the little hick from the sticks, you know. There are things that we take for granted today, and I'm talking about things that were in existence then, that I'd never seen or dreamed of. I mean, I had seen pictures. Some of you younger folks here, and there's one thing that has always stuck out in my mind. I remember when I started going to school, and they began teaching us to read. And I was impressed by a picture and a story of an airplane. It was one of the Pan Am Clippers, the flying boats, so to speak. A lot of people have never seen one of those in person. I've still never seen one in person, but I've seen pictures and have always loved pictures of them, because it was just something that was beyond my imagination. Because I don't remember having ever seen an airplane before then. Yet, God saw that changes came into my life, that I've been able to do things that I never dreamed about. Meet people I never dreamed I would meet. Be a part of things I never dreamed that I would be a part of. And I look back and I think, God, why did you choose a little hick from the sticks to be able to be a part of some of this stuff that I've been blessed to be a part of? I'm blessed. And as I say these things, maybe some of you are thinking back into your life, and I know some of you are much younger and you don't have as far back to think. But think about how you've been blessed, how God has maybe kept you from situations and sometimes gotten you out of situations even. And you know the blessings of God. I was blessed that during my early teenage years that God called me to preach his gospel. I remember the words today as I knelt at an old wooden folding chair in an old storefront church. And he said, I want you to preach my word. Changed my life entirely. I had plans at that age. I was 14 at the time. I had plans of what I wanted to grow up to be. Those all went out the window that night. My whole life, my whole desires changed. I'm blessed that I've gotten to be able to share the gospel in person in 5 countries on 3 continents and by radio and internet to the world. And I know you say, well, that sounds like you're bragging, brother. And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what God has allowed me to do. God's opened up the door. And as we stand here today, we know that the message that's recorded will be aired on the internet and has the ability to be heard by people around the world. And as we reach out to those people, some of those people then take that message that touches their heart and they reach out to others. Because that's one of the things that you do in the ministry. You are to preach to those that are in your congregation. You to inspire them to go out and do more than what you can do. And I'm thankful that God has blessed me to be able to touch a few lives during these years of ministry. Because the important thing, and one of the things I've preached about in times past, is the fact, you know, I really, really detest the fact that in the church world we chose for a period of time to make some people superstars. They were the superstar preacher, and we lauded them like the world does the superstars of music or various other things. And we practically bowed at their feet. And some went on and continued in ministry, and some unfortunately fell. But the Bible tells me, from what I read and what I understand, that there was only one superstar, and that was Jesus. And that we're all His disciples, we're His followers, and we are to share the gospel. And it takes, as it did with His disciples, it takes teamwork. Every one of us here is a part of reaching out. Yes, when the message is heard on the internet, it's my voice or whoever else was speaking's voice that's heard. But it's still the teamwork of all of us together that allows it to go forth. We're all a part of it. And we all share in the blessings that God has for it. We're blessed. David wrote in the Psalms about the blessings of God. Psalms 121, verses 1 through 2. He wrote, I will lift up mine eyes unto the mountains, from whence my help shall come. Mine help cometh from the Lord, which has made the heaven and the earth. Then in 121 verse 8, he says, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from henceforth and forever. From now on and forever. God will guard you, it says here. You're coming and you're going. I mentioned some of the superstar, quote unquote, ministers that we've had times past and even today. And one of the things you may notice, I pay attention sometimes a lot more what I see on television and of the surroundings, actually. And sometimes I notice the bodyguards that are there. And I understand in some cases they've had threats against their life and they need the security measures that they have. But the Bible tells us that God will guard our coming and our going. He is our security. God is on our side. Think about that. You could say, well, I've got the entire police force on my side guarding me right now, and they're taking care of things. But sometimes they mess up, and sometimes they get overwhelmed, and sometimes it's more than they can handle, but it's never more than what God can handle. God will take care of it. In these verses that I just read, in the preceding verses, the psalmist wrote of the great safety of the godly who put their trust in God's protection. And God's protection. God will provide. God will take care of me. And what can be more blessed than to have God as our protector? Being blessed. We are truly blessed. Are you blessed? I've told you how I'm blessed, but are you blessed? And really every person that served Jesus Christ, when you start down to, and it doesn't matter how deep in the middle of some kind of problem you may be at the time, we can look back and we find we are blessed and we have blessings yet to come. And no matter what we are going through, what struggle we're going through in our life, what difficulty we're facing in the days ahead, we know in the outcome, in the final end, we will be blessed. Because you know what? All the enemy can really ever do to us is he can take those temporal things that we have. He can even take our physical life, but he cannot take our soul. Once our soul is in God's hands, the enemy can never take it out of God's hand. I admit, and want to make it clear, that sometimes people get up and they take themselves out of God's hand, and that's the only person that can do it is yourself. But once we have put our trust and our commitment and our faith into God's hands, nobody else can take it out of his hand, not even the enemy, not even Satan himself. We're blessed. And yes, we think about Job. Job, a man that God said to Lucifer, "Have you seen my servant Job?" I mean, here God is calling him out and saying, "He is truly my child. He is truly my man. He truly serves me." And the enemy said, "Well, let me have a little whack at him here. I'll turn him against you. I'll get him to curse you." But the Bible tells us in all these things, Job never sinned against God. All the obstacles that came against him, all the things that the enemy could throw at him, he never turned his back on God. Yeah, I think when you read, he probably got a little bit discouraged there. But he hung on. He hung on. And he basically said, "Look, I came into this world with nothing, and I'm going out with nothing. Blessed be the name of the Lord, because he was storing up his treasures in heaven." And the Bible tells us that's where we store our treasures as children of God. Everything we have here can be ripped away from us but what is stored in God's heaven will never be taken from our hands, because God is there to protect it. He's there to see that it's secure. We can depend upon Him. I know we talk about some of these security companies, and they have their alarm service. You know, you put your trust in this alarm company, blah, 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 blah. Well, I've got news. They fail sometimes. They're not always secure. But the security we have in God is forever. It's eternal. And someday soon, we're going to get to live with God in His new heaven, the one that Dottie Rambo wrote about in that song. Whether we go to sleep and then wake in it, or whether we're rising to meet Him in the air as those that are alive and remain, we're going to go to God's new heaven someday, because we are blessed. We are blessed. Father, today I thank You for Your blessings. I thank You most of all for loving us so much that You would send the best that heaven had to offer to pay the atoning price for our sins. And Father, I'm thankful that it's not something that we have to earn, because in ourselves we could never earn it. But You said it's a gift, and all we have to do is accept it. And Father, now I pray, if there's someone listening to this message, wherever it may be heard in the days ahead, that does not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that the Holy Spirit would speak to their heart and they would realize to truly be blessed, they need Jesus Christ in their life. I thank You, Father, because I believe that You're going to speak to hearts and lives. And Father, that someday, as we stand, Father, in Your heaven, we will meet some of these people that we have been able to share with, and we can share in their blessing. We thank You, Father, for what You're going to do, for I've asked it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
You have been listening to a message from the Lord's house. If this ministry has blessed you, please let us know. You may email us at pastor@tlhf.us, or you may write us at the Lord's House Fellowship, P.O. Box 1348, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Or if you would like to attend a service at the Lord's House, we are located at 1131 Maple Ash Avenue, Columbia, Tennessee. And until next time, Shalom.